I am slowly getting more and more into strength and conditioning, speed and agility, and shout out to Overtime Athletes. They have a great program when it comes to basketball-specific strength absolute strength, relative strength. And PJF has a great program as well. I have both of those programs, but I've been doing it myself along with the trainees. And man, can I tell a difference just in my own body? I haven't felt this good since college, and I would dare even say honestly better than college. But you know, it makes a difference when you're playing and practicing nonstop every week. But more importantly, the athletes have gotten results, and the only reason I say that is because in these workouts in this program, it's a 14-week program, and there are phases where 1 week will be a deload week, where you are going 50 to 70% and you're reducing the max or reducing the reps. And you know, it's made a big difference. Its purpose is basically to make sure that you don't overdo yourself or have too much load or too much contact and overstrain yourself. The example is a car going 80 miles per hour, 90 miles per hour. You know, how long can a car actually do that? Or going 100 plus miles per hour, how long can an engine actually sustain that? And it's the same with our bodies. And this deload week is a great preparation to going into another phase where we are making sure we're sharp, making sure we have a really good foundation, structural integrity is what it calls it, before going into a much, much more difficult week where there's more load and heavier weight and more intensity. So that being said, it made me think about this week. Personally, this is somewhat of a deload week because I am traveling and I have some things I'm doing to help with my mom moving, and I'm having to be much more structured and intentional about the time that I spend and not letting one thing carry over to the next, and you know, kind of like one turnover carrying over to the next play and one meeting going long and then there being collateral damage. I like the structure that way, and I'm not too rigid to where there isn't some wiggle room, but you know, it can cause for a slippery slope whenever you are delayed on something or off schedule. So this is like a deload week. Like, there's definitely work being done, but you know, it's like the Parkinson's law or the Horstmann's corollary, basically saying the work that we do, it either expands or it contracts based on the allotted time that we have. So if you wait 1 minute to do it, then it'll only take 1 minute is an easy way to say it. So just revisiting that principle and being strategic about the work that's actually done and trying to find ways to get more things off the plate that I really don't need to be to be doing. And all that's easier said than done. And I know I repeat that frequently, but I think it's understated in my own mind and my own actions, and probably in yours too. So that's it. Hope you guys have a great week. Choose a deload week here or there, and I promise you it's going to be very, very helpful for you. Just to be super duper practical, what I do, I use Google Calendar, and I put every single thing I can on my calendar. And I also use reminders, which has been a game changer. So it helps me sleep. If I'm thinking about 1,000 things, I'll put 1,000 things on in my reminders and categorize it so it's there and out of my mind, and I can relax just a little bit knowing that I'll get to it a little bit later. Then I try to actually schedule those events on the Google Calendar, and I won't mark it as complete until it's actually complete, and it's been helping a lot. So hopefully we can do that at scale when our workload increases, especially for the summer, which is going to be a busy summer, thankfully. So hopefully this helps you guys out, and I'll talk to you on the next episode.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.